Welcome to Arrive at 5, the podcast of Pointless Lists and Banter. I'm your host, David.
And I'm Blair.
And thank you guys so much for tuning back in. I told you we'd be more consistent.
Ooh, is this 2 weeks in a row we've recorded, David?
2 weeks in a row.
Setting new precedents here, blazing new trails.
Trying to raise the expectations so that we can let all of our listeners down again.
We're going to go 3 weeks in a row, and then we'll see you guys again in 2024.
Well, this is only 2 weeks. We got to, hopefully we'll get through.
I was going to say, maybe that's actually a reach. So what's up with you, man? What's new?
Yeah, just chilling, another day, another dollar, just, I don't know.
Another dollar.
Nah, I feel like every time we talk about this, it's just like, well, I've been working. What you been doing?
It's true. Lame small talk
intro. I've been working.
Let's keep it real. Right before the pod started, we got some cookout. We were talking cookout trays.
Love a cookout tray.
Is it the most valuable fast food purchase? I mean, in terms of what you get for what you pay.
So like pound for pound, cent for cent.
Yeah, weight per dollar.
Well, depending on what you order, because you can maximize your volume on the tray. But I will say, with as far as cookout goes, I would say if a restaurant that someone has never been to, never been accustomed to, that's probably the most overwhelming menu to just look at.
Gosh.
Like, I mean, because...
You're exactly. Just terrified looking at it. Eyes are going everywhere.
It's every single option, every single combination you can think of, and then they hide the tray options at the very bottom.
Yeah. It's in no particular order. It's just bullet pointed. It's not even formatted to the left side. Yeah. It's just all over the place.
Like, and then the entire right panel is nothing but milkshake flavors.
Yes. You think you're ready to order, and then you glance up and see that they have onion rings and fried cheese bites and quesadillas, and you've never seen this whole section of the menu.
Yeah. Who would have thought you could have got a side of a chicken wrap and a quesadilla with your cheeseburger?
Get this. Quesadilla makes me think of this. Recently, We had somebody staying at her house that came by, and she stopped by at cookout right before she got there. I'm not making this up. She got a quesadilla tray, two quesadillas,
right,
with a side of two more quesadillas. She had four quesadillas in the tray.
Why wouldn't she just go to Taco Bell?
I don't know. But four quesadillas in a tray, sure fire sign of a serial killer.
I bet you can't get four quesadillas for that cheap at Taco Bell.
It'd be a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could.
Yeah, I guess you could.
But I don't know if they're the same quality. Maybe they're better.
I don't get to talk it, though.
Okay. We didn't do any promos, but listen, guys, thanks for coming back.
Yes.
You can catch us on Twitter, arrive at 5.
Arrive AT, the number 5.
Definitely hit us up there. You can also catch us on all of your streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Anchor, anywhere you're listening to podcasts.
Yeah, please just rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe.
Yes, help our numbers out.
And then re-rate and re-review.
Yeah, do the same thing with listens. Listen once. Oh, wait, no, that'd still be one listen. If you don't listen, at least click listen and then let it play in the background, even if your headphones
are
on.
We need these numbers, people.
Yeah, this is huge. Yeah, we're trying to quit our day jobs here soon. Unless our bosses are listening, in which case we love our day jobs.
Yep, love them.
So, we're back with a new list today.
Yes, this is a very interesting topic. It's very vague. We wanted to give each other a lot of wiggle room, different directions to go in with it.
A lot of wiggle room for sure, and I had a hard time narrowing this one down, unlike some other lists. I've got a lot of stuff. Some of them I'm less confident than previous lists. I'm going to preface.
I wouldn't say confident. I would say I'm excited. I want to hear we haven't told the people. We don't know what each other's lists are. We haven't told you guys that in a while.
Right. Yeah. Reminder, we have no idea what one another's lists are. All five of our items could be the same.
Yeah. I hope they're not.
That would be the single most disappointing podcast.
We would have to cut it off.
Right. We'd cut it off after the first two were the same.
Just re-record a new one.
Yeah. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, today, we are going to be bringing you top five duos and pairs. Yeah. Top five pairs. I don't know if it's necessarily like most epic pairs or most significant. Just Top five pairs, top five duos.
Yeah, what we think the best pairs, duos, partners.
I was going to say, as long as you can defend it for why it's on there, seems reasonable to me.
Yeah, I would agree. And
some super basic, some pretty complex, probably.
Yeah, I would say some all-encompassing, some extremely specific.
So think of things that you hear together, like blank and blank. That's what the list is.
Exactly.
Okay. I started last time, I think. Yeah. So I'm putting the pressure on you right here. I want you to go. You just want the last one again.
I want to go last.
You always want the last one. That's fine. I'm not that confident in my number one. I'm going to start us off because I am confident in some of my others. My number five is as classic as it gets. It is the combo of the one and only mac and cheese,
Mac and cheese.
You can never go wrong with it. Just a super classic side. One of my favorite sides to order in restaurants. One of my favorite sides to make at home because it's so easy.
Yep.
You can go crazy with the pasta. Penne, shells, the regular pasta, whatever it is. you know what I mean?
The elbows.
Yeah. Elbow spirals. Ooh, love a good spiral pasta.
Yeah, even get crazy, use spaghetti.
Ugh, that sounds so gross, man. Spaghetti and cheese. I just threw up my mouth a little. You can also change up the cheese. Cheddar, mozzarella, Gouda.
Is it Gouda? Parmesan.
Ooh, combo, three cheese mac.
Mmm.
So add some breadcrumbs, but yeah, mac and cheese, just classic. You always hear them together, but you never think of them as being like a duo pair because they are said together so often you think of it as one. So feel like they deserved a little airtime, mac and cheese.
Yeah, I would say that's a staple side dish as well. I mean, like at every major holiday, at a cookout, at a covered dish, luncheon, just... there's going to be mac and cheese there.
It's true. And if somebody makes the mac and cheese right, everybody's like, okay, like you're making mac and cheese next year.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it right, they don't say anything.
You are officially the mac and cheese person, or they do not ask you to make mac and cheese again.
Yeah. And if they don't ask, then you just know.
Then you know.
Yeah. We have a designated mac and cheese maker. It's my cousin, Nelly. Shout out, Nelly. Friend of the pod.
Oh, Nelly.
Yeah. Whoa, Nelly.
I was thinking country grammar, Nelly.
Oh, gosh. Very different.
We're going down, baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Mac and cheese. Classic, and easy way to get us started, number five.
Okay, we're going from one food to another.
Okay, I like it.
Number five. Chips and salsa.
Oh, okay. Chips and salsa.
Yes.
Classic.
I can't think of a better just... put it, I mean, just start me meal out with an appetizer.
What are you, Irish now? Oh, start me meal out with the old chips and salsa. Yes. None of the rest of that was Irish, just the meat.
I was going to say, I'm not sure how many Irishmen are enjoying chips and salsa. But this one is.
Start me meal out and chips and salsa. Rewind. That's what he said.
Okay. Chips and salsa.
Okay, continue. You got any other argument? Or is that it?
It's the one. It's free. It's all. Well, not always, but at Mexican restaurants, it's free. Anywhere else, it's going to be one of the cheapest appetizers out there. You always get free refills on both chips and salsa. It can feed a large amount of people.
It's so easy.
It is so easy. Very dangerous because you can fill up on it and then not eat all of your entree.
Yeah, or you use it to your advantage and get a super small entree and just eat. Or 90% of your meal is chips and salsa.
Yeah, I would say, or large entree and have leftovers.
Chips and salsa is the appetizer. Mac and cheese side dish is your meal. That's it.
What kind of restaurant are you going to that you're getting chips and salsa and mac and cheese?
It's true. A good one, because I'd go there if they had both of those. I'm just telling you.
Honestly, I feel like you could get that at like any like mid-tier like chain restaurant. You can get that at like a Chili's. You could get that... at like an Applebee's like the Applebee's a little lower tier.
Oh, there's a lot of those though.
Yeah,
Ruby Tuesday, Applebee's,
TGI Fridays.
TGIF. Oh,
you can definitely get chips and salsa,
Chili's,
and mac and cheese.
Yeah,
at a TGI Fridays.
So it turns out that's not as far fetched as we initially thought. Actually,
all right. I know we just say cookout, but you want to go to TGI Fridays?
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. Unlimited apps there, right? Or is that Applebee's?
It's going to be unlimited chips and salsa. I know that much.
Would you consider guac a salsa? No, it's guac, right?
No, I almost...
It's right there. It's right there.
Okay, just a little look behind the curtain. I almost did chips and dip because I wanted to include guac and, like, you know, maybe
you
like...
You should have.
Maybe like buffalo chicken dip. Maybe like...
that would have changed the whole dynamic of this number five.
A spinach artichoke dip, something like that.
You're classy now.
I think spinach artichoke dip has a lot better reputation than what it actually is. Just because it contains spinach does not mean that this is not just fancy queso that you're dipping on yourself.
That's true. And honestly, anytime I'm eating it, I'm like trying to get the spinach out of the way. You dip it and it's like a big piece of spinach is hanging off.
All right, well, I don't hate spinach, but in a spinach artichoke dip, I am going to hound that spinach. That's where I'm like, this is the best way to consume spinach.
All right, I would agree with that. What about the artichoke, though?
I mean, it's fine.
Weird texture.
Yeah, it's okay. As long as it's not too heavy on the artichoke, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe. Easy to be heavy-handed on the artichoke.
If you could just go, oh, God, is that like a pun for the hand in the choke?
No, not at all.
Okay, but yeah, I would rather just have a straight spinach dip.
Yeah,
than,
I mean, it seems
with the,
so similar.
Than with the artichokes. But yeah, chips and salsa.
Okay, chips and salsa. No dip.
It can, yeah, chips and salsa.
Yeah, maybe next time. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I come from some classic number fives.
Yeah.
Not much to even
started
dispute
out,
there.
Started out pretty good.
Number four for me. Number four duo. And something mentioned last pod. My favorite Nickelodeon show as a kid, man. It's Drake and Josh.
Oh, my
gosh. Love these two. Hug me, brother.
All right.
Man, absolutely great show.
So good.
The entire show, even though they, of course, had their like little tiffs and disputes, man, they were always there for each other.
Best
just a
friends.
Truly great combo. Had
yep.
the time of their lives,
yep.
even with Megan there, just ruining their lives.
Megan.
Great character, though.
Yo, I have them as an honorable mention.
Okay. I'm glad they're in there for you. But just one of my... I said my favorite Nick show earlier. That might be a stretch, but it's definitely one of them.
So
I'm thinking immediately of all the Nick shows.
I was saying, you're already walking it back.
No, not walking it back, because none of the other ones had a combo quite like this. So it's easily in there for my combo.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a good 1-2 punch. Also, on last pod, both of them on all that. That was on my
yeah,
list.
Yeah, exactly. Drake and Josh, just a ton of fun to watch. Like I said, as a kid, watched so many episodes of it and would always get a good laugh out of them. And you never heard one of them same without the other. Even when you would like think of them outside the show, you would see Drake Bell or Josh Peck doing their own thing, and you'd immediately be like, well, where's Josh?
Where's the other
like, where's
one?
Where's Drake?
Right. I feel like right now, it's been just long enough that if they wanted to do a Drake and Josh like reunion or reboot.
All in.
Yes.
I'm all in.
So many people would be all in.
And that kind of thing's coming back, too. Like, think of all the shows that have now come
yeah.
back. Another duo. Will and Grace just came back.
Whoa, spoiler alert!
That was David's number one. But what up? Roseanne came back for a minute. Just 1 minute.
Yeah.
But that's common now.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Everything's getting remade, for sure. I mean, all the Disney movies are getting remade right now.
True.
It's just...
True.
Yeah.
Drake and Josh, though. My number four.
All right. My number four, also a duo of people.
Look at this. You're staying consistent with me here.
It will be Mr. Daryl Hall and Mr. John Oates.
Yeah. Okay.
Hall and Oates, baby. Oh my gosh. As far as musical duos go, this one is very, very hard to top. I mean, hit after hit after hit. They basically ruled the entire 80s decade. I mean, you're looking at Maneater, I Can't Go For That. You Make My Dreams Come True.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay.
Rich Girl, Out of Touch, Private Eyes, Your Kiss Is On My List.
Wow. You're really bringing the back up here. Okay.
Dude. Hall and Oates, man, seriously, they are so good. That's somebody I would go see in concert right now. You know how I feel about concerts.
Ooh, I heard you thought they were overrated.
Yeah, I think they are pretty overrated.
That's a great one. I feel like when it comes to bands and music, there's a lot of great like full bands, which you get, you know, three or four people. But in terms of combos, the one that comes to mind to rival them that would be the only one I could think of off the top of my head, Simon and Garfunkel.
Ooh,
would be a great one.
Okay.
I'm sure there are others, of course.
Oh, yeah. There definitely are.
Brooks and Dunn. Keep a little country action. Yeah.
Maybe not quite on the level of Hall & Oates, but at least there's an and in
whatever.
There.
Yeah. Your opinion. But anyways.
Also,
it's a classic.
I feel like this kind of goes with the fame of having having a power dynamic of these two. Daryl Hall, John Oates don't really like each other that much. Not big fans of each other. They broke up for almost a decade. They just recently did a tour together, like I would say in the last couple years.
This is insider knowledge and news to me. I couldn't have told you any of that.
Well,
did they like publicly get in a fist fight or anything?
No. I think it was just kind of known that they didn't really, they'd never hung out with each other. Like when they were backstage, they were always separated.
Dude, that's so strange.
Yeah.
Seems odd that they would be this successful, this popular, knowing that.
Yeah, I mean, we are pretty removed from their height of their popularity, but I could see the fame getting to them, and each one thinking they're the bigger star, perhaps. I mean, okay, if we're being honest, Oates, you needed to chill. It was
tell him, dude, put him on blast, dog.
It's Hall. It's all Hall here, but anyways. Hall & Oates, man. That's what I got as my number four.
If we had our producer here, we need a producer. If we had a producer here, we would need them to look up other duos who disliked each other. Because
yeah.
I know there are other ones. You can see me thumbing through, like, trying to figure out. Simon and Garfunkel! Check this out, man! They got that in common!
I was going to say, Blair's researing in real time right
now. I'm doing double duty here, trying to figure out.
He's typing away.
Just because that's fascinating to me, that they were that successful and that famous, and then just didn't like each other.
No, I would say, after they got really famous, I mean... they just kind of stopped talking to each other.
Didn't need one another.
They were
just both rich on their own.
Pretty much. I mean, they made all their money being famous and, I mean, being in Hall & Oates. And then after they were done touring, they didn't really have a need for each other. Daryl Hall still records in his house, and they kind of debuted being together on his YouTube show. John Oates showed up, and they, like, performed some of their old songs together in front of a bunch of people.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
Well, good option.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to move on?
Your turn.
So my number three, I hesitated to do this, but I went with a second food combo.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to. I only wanted to do one food combo. But the more I thought about it, the more I decided I had to include mac and cheese. And I had this up higher. So my number three combo is bacon and eggs.
Oh, that's a good one.
And the reason I had to have it on there, we've talked about this in previous pods, is that if I could choose one food to eat for the rest of my life, it would be eggs.
That's
like,
insane.
Pretty firmly. Okay, I know, Mr. Steak. Why don't you control yourself over there? Good God.
I don't even know if it would still be steak, but it would not be eggs.
That's fine. That's a matter of your own opinion. Eggs super filling. You can make them 1,000 different ways.
And it still tastes like
cheap.
Eggs.
I like them. I love eggs.
Oh, God.
Listen, you're missing the point. The combo here is both bacon and eggs.
I've
so
got
you get
the point.
You get all the goodness of the eggs. Man, every different way you can think of. I think like 21, 22 ways, right? Every pleat in the
chef's
counting?
Side. Who's counting?
That's a thing. Every different way you can cook an egg, you get a different fold or pleat of some sort in your chef's hat. You never heard that?
No.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
I think that's real. I don't think I'm making that up.
I think you're making it up.
All right, let me check with the producer.
Producer!
Check that up. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's real.
Apparently, according to Ratatouille, that is real.
So, bacon and eggs is just the most classic of breakfast combos, man. Everybody loves bacon. There's no, it doesn't need any defense. Like, bacon is bacon. And then you put them together, and it's a super filling meal, super good meal. Could eat it every morning.
It is the classic breakfast.
Yeah. There's no, because, I mean, you could go lots of different directions with breakfast combos, like butter and toast, jam and bagels.
We're going to keep naming pairs?
No. My point is that there are no breakfast competitors. Waffles and pancakes. That's not
coming. Well, yeah, you're not going to eat those together. What kind what kind of psychopath eats those together?
That's so true. They're one and the same. Imagine ordering them both.
Just like one pancake, one waffle, and a piece of French toast on top of
that. God. You a pancake or waffle guy?
There's
one right answer here.
No, it's French toast is the right answer.
Okay, I don't think of that as the same, really.
Really?
I just don't categorize those as the same. I think of French toast on its own, like its own breakfast item, and it could be solely a breakfast, but pancakes and waffles I would put something with, I guess.
Well, I would go with the waffle.
Good, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
Pancakes, not bad, but they're no waffles.
No. Do you prefer a Belgian waffle or a thin waffle?
Oh, now that's getting tricky. Man, Waffle House has pushed me in the direction of the thin waffle.
I like the thin waffle, too.
But I don't hate a Belgian waffle. I don't like how all those crevices absorb my butter. I don't feel like I get a good spread on that kind of waffle.
Yeah.
It's like I'm diving through craters every time I want to spread something.
Yeah, it's almost too fluffy for me. Regardless, if it's a waffle, I want some fruit with it. Maybe some blueberries.
Okay.
I think blueberries probably my go-to.
I'd get strawberries, honestly.
I'm iffy about strawberries.
Is it the sockiness?
Man, honestly, it's just strawberries in general. It's the texture. It's all the seeds. I don't know.
That's how much are you chewing strawberries? I feel like it's...
Apparently too much.
Yeah, I feel like it's... Never thought about it, but I guess I think it's a couple chews and then swallow. I don't really feel the seeds too much.
I mean, but I feel the same way about, like, strawberry jam. Like, I prefer a grape jelly over a strawberry jelly because
not I.
Because strawberry has the seeds in it.
It's so minimal, though. You like roe, you like fish eggs.
That's true.
That's gross.
Yeah.
So, bacon and eggs is my number three.
It's okay.
Breakfast combo.
Yeah.
No more food combos for me.
Really?
Hurt me a little to have to, but like I said, had to put them both on there. Love bacon and eggs.
I don't have any more food as well.
All right.
All right.
What you got?
So my number three. All right. So we've been kind of talking about this and that, blank and blank.
Two things that go together.
Yep. Pairs, duos.
You should be able to say the first and I could say the second.
How about rest and relaxation?
Oh, I like that. Okay,
yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Getting outside the bun on this
one. Yes, outside the bun. Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Anyways, anti-shout out.
Enemy of the pod.
Rest and relaxation. I can't think of a much better vacation combo.
R&R.
Seriously. I mean... Whenever I think of rest and relaxation, all I picture is like a beautiful sandy beach.
Ooh, paint the picture for me.
Some crystal clear blue water.
Ooh.
Palm tree. Two palm trees.
Okay.
Because.
You just threw a hammock in.
I got a hammock in between them.
Wow. Cooler right below you?
No.
Instead,
I have a waiter coming to me.
Just clashed it up a little.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not bringing me a beer, but bringing me a brightly colored fruity drink.
With a little umbrella.
Yep, and a piece of pineapple on top.
And some SPF 35 for your pale ass skin.
And I kick back and fry.
Now kick back and enjoy the sunburn.
But seriously, rest and relaxation, I mean, I guess it's just because, I mean, we were also talking about work recently, and I guess just thinking about that is, gosh, it's like, man, I could use a vacation. When couldn't you use a vacation,
right,
though?
I think an important aspect of the vacation that people easily skip over when they're thinking about, like, where do I want to go? What do I want to do and see? Like, you can go somewhere where there's not that much and just chill and relax.
Yeah, do not much.
I love it when somebody comes in and I say, like, this is at work again. Back to work.
Gosh.
I know. It's really weighing me down. What am I making, six figures? Good Lord.
You're stressing way too much.
I love it, though, when I'm like, how was your weekend? Then somebody says, it was good. I didn't do much. And then I look them right in the eye and I say, good. That's what the weekends are for. Hope you got some rest and relaxation.
How do they react when you look them straight in the eyes and just say, good?
Normally, they turn and walk away pretty quickly, man. Wouldn't you?
They don't ask how your weekend was.
They're terrified at that point, which is my exact goal.
I was going to say, they don't want the answer.
No. They know. They know. Yeah. I'm really nailing it now that I think about
that.
R&R.
Number three.
Yeah.
Rest and relaxation.
R&R. Okay. Okay, getting to the goods now. Moving on to number two. Finally going to bring in one of my favorite things. Going to bring in the topic of sports to the duos and the pairs combo. You might be doing the same.
I already know what you're going to say.
That's fine. There's only one right here. Man, there have been greats. There have been great combos. We've got Magic and Kareem. You've got Stockton Malone. If you're a fool, you might say like Bron and Wade even.
Oh, but I thought that's what you were going to say.
Are you kidding me? That's disgraceful. There's only one top duo pair of all time, and it's Jordan and Pippen, man.
Right.
It's virtually unarguable. Inarguable? There's no arguing it.
No.
The two were absolutely dominant. Perfect combination of tenacity and two players because they were both like two of, if not the two, most competitive, tenacious players of all time. And they played on the same team, hence why they won so many titles together.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
And Scottie. MJ.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That was not well, course joke. But, yeah, Jordan and Pippen, like I said, I would take them against any other combo. Kobe and Shaq would be a close second for me.
That's what I was going to say.
I didn't mention them when I just ran through a couple greats. But they're good. But, again, like to me, Kobe, Jordan, and Pippen are all – they're the top three of that tenacious, ultra-competitive category.
You,
to which, by the way –
using the word tenacious.
It's the perfect descriptor for these guys,
keep
man.
Keep using it.
They are just demons out there, dude. They terrorize people.
They tenace people.
And they just tenace people into turning the ball over. But, Jordan and Pippen just have the track record of all the wins. So – You can't go against him, and you know it helps that Jordan's the greatest player of all time,
right?
And Pippen was a sidekick the whole time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
not a bad 1-2 punch.
Yeah, no, not at all. And also Pippen was the original defender who could like guard all five positions. Also, I mean there were some before him. I know there were some before him. But, like, my dude was 6'8", but also stacked.
Oh,
I know. He could guard every single position.
Yeah, I was just going to say him and Rodman were, like, same era.
Yeah. Gosh, we didn't even talk about Rodman. He was part of the trio. Seriously, man. Yeah.
Save it for the trios.
Right. Oh, yeah. Trios pod. Trio coming pod. To a network near you.
Coming to a podcast platform near you
soon, and it's Anchor.
Stream it all. Download us all.
Rodman couldn't guard a guard.
Yeah, dude.
No,
the worm. He was as big as Pippen. He was 6'8".
It wasn't even close to as quick as Pippen.
You're right. He was quicker.
You think Rodman was quicker than Pippen?
I have no idea.
You're wrong. He wasn't. But crazy. They were all three on the same team because again, similar characteristics.
Yeah,
tenacious.
I was gonna say all three like first team NBA defense like
yeah.
of the decade. Like
yeah.
All three on the same team.
Tenacious D. Shout out.
Fence.
Tenacious D. Fence.
Yo, is that
the band?
Is that one of your duos?
That's my number one. Just spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Tenacious D. Okay, Jordan and Pippen, my number two. God, love them.
Yes.
Love them. Wish I was allowed to see him play instead of watching YouTube videos.
Yep. My number two, I'm going back to the musical world.
Interesting. Simon and Garfunkel?
Not Simon and Garfunkel, but Big Boy and Andre 3000 Outkast.
Okay.
Now, how's that for a duo?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't mention it earlier when I was thinking of some.
I was super worried when you were naming them. I was like, don't say it.
Nah,
don't say it.
Man, that one's pretty far back in my mind. But talk about some hits that like we grew up with for
hit
sure.
After
for
hit
sure.
after hit. The preeminent hip-hop duo. I mean, they cannot be dethroned. I mean, just absolute. I'm just going to read them. Hey, y'all. Miss Jackson.
Hey.
The way you move, so fresh and so clean.
Sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Roses, bombs over Baghdad. Spotty, Oddy, Dopealicious, Rosa Parks. I mean, just get out of here. It is just hit after hit after hit. Decades of just platinum records. Just incredible.
It's songs we grew up listening to. That's what makes it, that's what puts it up this high, I would assume for you.
Well, I would definitely say so. And I mean they're just one of my favorite just rap performers, groups, whatever, just of all time. I mean, if we did top five rappers, spoiler alert, Outkast would make my list.
I would assume so after this.
Yeah, I mean, they started out like super hip hop, really focused on the lyrics, on the rap, and then they got more into popular where we kind of came of age with the Hey Ya, with the Roses, with the I Like the Way You Move.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh God,
I want to play it now. We'll play
guys,
it right after
so
the
fresh, so clean.
It's 3 minute pause to play.
Just get out of here. All right, everyone pause. I'm going to put up an Outkast playlist on Spotify. Listen to that and then come back and you'll realize how great this pick is.
Absolutely. It's interesting to me. You have two bands I think speaks a lot to our differences, like growing up listening to music, because I didn't listen to a ton of, like, I've obviously listened to a ton of those songs, but
I didn't listen to music.
I never heard music until I was 14 years old. No, I didn't listen to music routinely like that. I like specifically remember like my first CD player, and before that, just didn't ever listen to music.
What do you know? What the first CD you ever had was?
I do, and it is a very shameful thing to admit on the pod here, but I'll open it up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was an Avril Lavigne CD.
Oh, Skater Boy?
Yeah, I think the CD was complicated, but yeah, that's the same
one.
They were both
Boy
on
it then?
Yeah, they were tracks 1 and 3, I'm pretty sure.
Heck yes.
Yeah, but neither of those were even the best song on the album. The best song on that album, don't know the name of it, but it was like, "Standing in the dark, I thought that you'd be here by now." You know what I'm talking about?
Is that not, that's not complicated?
No. Different song.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'm listening to this. I'm trying to think the name of it.
All right, listeners, pause. Google Avril Lavigne and whatever the lyrics that...
Anybody who had this Avril Lavigne CD, which, again, I'm pretty sure is complicated. Hold on, I'll have the producer check it.
Producer!
That's you while I'm talking.
Oh. I'm on it.
No, anybody who had that CD knows exactly which song I'm talking about. Okay, the CD's actually called Let Go. 2002. So your boy was 10... out here listening to Avril, just living my punk goth life, man.
Yeah.
You know me.
You're an emo boy.
Yeah. But anybody who had this CD knows what song I'm talking about. Clearly wasn't that great since I don't remember the name.
I was going to say, it obviously had a huge impact on you.
Clearly.
So are you going to go through and pre... All right, listeners, just give you play-by-play. Blair is on Avril Lavigne's Wikipedia. He has gone to...
Complicated song 2, Skater Boy song 3. The fact that the Skater Boy title is SK8ERBOI makes me think Avril Lavigne influenced my entire AIM life.
Skater Boy.
Yeah, yeah. Skater Boy.
Boy.
I think I'm With You is the song I'm thinking of.
Ooh.
Seth knows what I'm talking about. Seth, friend of the pod.
Yeah, friend of the pod.
Don't know if Seth's ever listened to the pod, but Seth, friend of the pod, knows what song I'm talking about.
If you know Seth, tell him to listen to this.
Lots of people know Seth listening to the pod here. Let Seth know. Okay, what are we on? What are we talking about?
All right, for those listening at home, when we forget what number we're on, you have to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Near number 2.
No, I did my number
2.
You're
number 1.
There it is. All right,
I'll drink.
The one drink.
I'll drink.
That was your number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And your number 2 was Avril Lavigne?
Mm-mm.
But it should have been. Oh.
Outkast.
Skater Boy and Complicated.
Outkast.
Yeah, great combo.
Big Boy Andre 3K.
My number 1.
Is.
And a strange number 1. A looming number 1. An inevitable number 1. It's going to bring the mood down, man.
Oh, no.
But ever since I was a kid, I always hear these things together, and I never realized how true they were until I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
Are you?
Barely. My number 1 duo pair is the combo of Death and Taxes, man.
Oh, my God.
You always hear them together. They are genuinely the two most inevitable things. It's super morbid to say.
Oh my God.
You do your taxes every single year, and they always go together. People say, Death and Taxes, man.
Yeah.
People say.
If you're not doing one, you might do the other.
That's right. If you're not dying, you might do your taxes. Hard to say which is worse, really.
Well, yeah, Man, I'm not normally just speechless, but I don't know what the hell to say to that.
Yeah, I know. And now you know my hesitation. And I've got more to this. When we get to honorable mentions, there was something I was going to sub in as potentially number one here that was just as ominous and kind of weird because I thought it was just super overarching. Death and Taxes isn't that overarching. But again, you always just it's hear certain. Them together. And it's I feel like, life. Yeah, I feel just like it's an inevitable duo. Yeah. That's the only thing. And I, again, that's so morbid to be saying.
I know. I am sad now.
Yeah. I don't have much else to follow up with.
Death
and Taxes. Tell your kids. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell your kids. Tell them that if you're not paying taxes, you're going to die.
Or if you're not dying, you're going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also true.
It's one way or the other.
I want to go to my honorable mentions to tell you the one I was going to put in its place, but I think it might be your number one. Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm trying to muster the good vibes. I'm trying to.
Bring, are you going to bring us back to the?
Yes, okay. I'm doing my best to motivate myself to bring us back up with my number one, because good God, that was not a great number one.
Maybe not, but can you name a more consistent through the years, number one?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, consistent, no. Consistency is like the one knock against what my number one is.
Interesting, okay. Because that's the one thing my number one has going for it.
Okay. So are you ready for my number one?
Yeah.
The number one pair, partnership, duo ever.
Yeah, second to Death and Taxes.
No, it's the number one.
Okay.
It is the biggest, the most famous worldwide podcast. Arrive at Five! Blair and David, the number one duo. We got listeners in Sweden.
And
the U.S.
And
everywhere else.
Yeah, who knows where else now?
We are worldwide.
Worldwide.
But yeah, it's the number one. It's the best podcast in your ears right now. You're paying attention to us. You've already put in 36 minutes of your time to hear us talk through this bullshit.
Just to hear me get to Death and Taxes and hear you just hype us off.
Because, hey, they're listening. They believe the hype. They believe the hype.
Oh, God. You made me feel so much better about Death and Taxes. No.
It's the best podcast out there. It's the best duo out there.
It's true. I mean, realistically, this pod topic is stellar.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get something else that's giving you a list like this? When I was listening to Levitard Show the other day, shout out Levitard Show, friends of the pod.
Shout out to Levitard.
They did in just a segment, top five segment. They basically completely stole our show.
Chopped our style.
We know they've listened. We can see our viewership.
Yeah.
Stu, Mike, we can see who's listening.
Yeah. Shouts to Billy, shouts to Roy, shouts to Chris.
Chris, definitely Chris. But we can see who's listening. We know they took our thunder a little on that, which is okay. But here, you get that every single episode.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it is every episode. It's just a matter of how frequent you get the episode.
That's a different story entirely.
That's why I said consistency was an issue with mine. But when you get it, it's getting good.
It's making sense now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
There it is.
Arrive at Five.
I won't argue with that. I won't knock us. Listen. My honorable mention that I was considering, and this is so weird because I was going to sub it into the one spot, but I didn't want to make it top five.
So you were going to go straight from honorable mention to the one spot.
Yes, and it was going to be the combo of yin and yang. Good
yin
and evil.
Yin and yang.
Good and evil, man.
I have good and evil as one of mine as well.
Yeah, so like light and dark. There's a thousand things it could be said as.
It's honorable mention for mine.
Good and evil, light and dark. Yeah. And I just felt like that was also all-encompassing.
Left and right.
I don't know about that. No, I don't think so.
Up and down.
But for some reason, Death and Taxes really just stood out to me.
It's sticking out
to
me, too.
So I had to go to it.
I can't shake it.
That's my first honorable mention. I got a good honorable mention list here. What else you got?
You want to do summary first?
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about yin and yang, but that's fine. Yeah, I'll roll out the summary here. Top five duos and pairs I've got at number five, Mac and Cheese. Number four, Drake and Josh. Oh. Number three,
bacon and eggs. Number two, Jordan and Pippen, the greatest of all time. Number one, death and taxes.
Good God. My number five best pairs, duos, partners, all time. Chips and salsa. Number four, Hall and Oates. Number three, rest and relaxation. Number two, Big Boy and Andre 3000, the duo known as Outkast. And number one, David and Blair, the duo known as Arrive at Five.
Oh, what a combo.
How about that?
How about that? So I got yin and yang, good and evil, light and dark.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Fun and games.
What an innocent, cool one. Fun and games.
Fun and games.
Yeah, taking me back to childhood. Along the same vein, I've got cookies and milk.
Ooh, solid. I thought about cookies and cream.
Okay, yeah, that seems specific.
Yeah, it's close. Mario and Luigi.
I have that as my honorable mention.
Solid,
yes.
Solid.
But the explanation for it, I typed some, I have some notes for some of the other stuff.
You mean you type up notes for all of this?
No, I don't. But for Mario and Luigi, how did Luigi come to be? Like,
I have no idea. I feel like he's just Mario's brother.
Yeah, I feel like he's the equivalent of Doodlebop and SpongeBob, where he just got a crazy
the evil twin.
Yeah.
Yin and Yang. Because that's Wario.
Yeah. Luigi's not evil, but he's just like a clone of him that's slightly different.
Yeah.
I just know he shoots green fireballs in Super Smash.
I had salt and pepper.
That one was so easy.
So easy.
And I couldn't even put it on honorable.
You
mentions.
Had the rap duo salt and pepper?
The hair color salt and pepper. A little gray.
Nah. What about Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson?
No, that one's good. I like that. You're going to be salty. You didn't have this one. You're going to be salty and pepper. You didn't have this one. I've got Jerry and George. You like that?
No, because I see them as a foursome.
Oh, you want to put... hard to leave out Kramer.
Yeah.
So I also have Elaine and Kramer.
Nah. All right, winner.
Jerry and George. Jerry and George, the combo, man.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. I don't have that, but had considered it. What about Woody and Buzz?
Woody and Buzz.
That's solid.
Yeah. I would
good
agree.
One.
You have any more?
I've got one more real weird, real funny one.
All right.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
My grandpa loved to say horseshoes and hand grenades, man.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Did you have Miss Buff?
Yeah.
Shouts to Miss Buff.
Yeah,
she used to say that all the time. Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
It's true. And for the longest time, I got the hand grenades one, of course, but I was like, I don't horseshoes. Played horseshoes for the first time, I was like, okay, this makes perfect sense.
You get points for being close.
Yes, indeed. Man, there are so many good ones. So many good duos, pairs.
I ran out of my list, but when we were just saying this and that and that and this, I was just thinking of ones in my head saying.
And I think there are a lot that you use every day that you don't even think of. Pen and paper. I mean,
yeah.
you could go on and on with the little combos like that.
I agree.
That's all I got for Ani Mentions.
Ani Mentions. All right. Do you have a fast five for the people?
I do. I am looking here, and we have a list recommendation here. It is from Carl in Cincinnati. So,
hey.
Carl, this one's for you.
Shouts to Carl.
Branching out. Hopefully, we get a little Swedish recommendation next time. But
I would love a Swedish recommendation.
Keeping it in the U.S. for now. So, Carl from Cincinnati wanted to know... top five sports to go pro in.
Oh, okay.
So I like this one. And they're all, of course, things we've all heard of. Because when I was coming up with the list, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't have as deep of an option set as I have before.
You should have gone out of the box and gone with fictional sports. Been like, I want to be a pro Quidditch player.
Man, yeah, that would have been on my top five if we included those, for sure. So here we go. I'm going to lay it on you.
Yeah.
Number five, I've got soccer. Huge contracts.
Yeah.
You get to travel around the world in lots of instances. And
you're in Europe the whole time.
Well, if you're good.
We're assuming you're good.
Okay, yeah. But also, I think that it's cool just that, A, you get to travel, and that, B, you're probably changing locations every couple of years. I mean, soccer players move around a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
Until they get to, I guess, EPL, or they move up, then they're a little more stationary.
Yeah, I would say, when they're changing teams, they're basically just changing cities, unless you're super good, then you might go from England
a different league.
You might go from England to Germany. Well,
I see what you're saying. I'm more talking about like when you're on the come up, coming through different leagues.
Yeah.
If you're like not even in any sort of Spanish league, I don't know. You might then be Spanish one league because it's better than the best Russian league.
FIFA talk. Gotcha.
Yeah. Number four. Love this sport. Underrated sport. Snowboarding, man. I would love to be good at snowboarding.
That would be really cool.
Huge air and one of the sports that I feel like really good athletes are recognizable in. Like, people know good snowboarders. Chloe Kim made a huge name for herself.
Oh, shouts to Chloe Kim.
Yeah, and then...
Sean White.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously Sean White. The but then there are even other ones. I know Scotty James had super good Olympics. And so, I just think it's a fun one, man. All the air, man. Oh, gosh. It gets me hyped thinking about it.
So, would you do, like, the half pipe?
Have to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would... I mean, I would say that's the most
fun
one.
That's the most famous one. Of course. I would say.
I guess downhill snowboarding, but that's not even as downhill skiing is cooler than that because they're going so much faster.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have the downhill where they have like the rails and the jumps and the stuff like that. That I think that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, like the obstacles on the course. Uh-huh. I don't think I've seen that many times.
It's in the X Games. It's not in like the Olympics.
Okay,
or anything.
That's the intense stuff anyway.
Yeah,
that's
what the
okay.
X is for.
Yeah, extreme. Okay, number three. We're getting to some common ones now, but there's a reason for the order here. Number three is basketball.
Yeah.
The contracts have gotten just massive, absolutely massive. And in terms of a players' union and the people backing you up and your commissioner at this time, shout out to Adam Silver, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
It's great, man. What a great league to be a part of. What a great time to be a part of it.
I would say
you got to put basketball up there.
I would say it's currently the best league in America.
Without any question. Yeah. Without any question. That being said, best league in America, not necessarily the best pro sport to play. My number two might come as a surprise to you. I have baseball above basketball here, and I'm going to tell you why. David's shaking his head. He doesn't like it. I, too, agree that baseball is not the most fun sport, but contracts are very, very similar, the workload in baseball – good Lord, is not even comparable to basketball. You doing so little. I'm not trying to knock you MLB players, but I'm knocking you MLB players. And for that reason, you're high on the list because you're not doing that much, guys.
I want to be one of you.
You're not doing that much, and I love it. I love it. The only sport above you is actually doing less than you. We're getting there. But
I know what it
is. There's only one.
Of course.
But baseball players, I mean, they just don't do much. Lots of times you go a game and you only field a ball or two. I mean, you might go up to bat. You might take a little joggy around the bases. And then you collect your couple $100,000, man.
When was the last time you watched baseball?
I'm in a rec softball league, David. I think that I have a pretty strong say in this.
Okay.
Last year we finished 1-15. So, I mean, if anybody knows about it, it's me.
I would say so. You have first-hand experience.
Yeah. Baseball, number two. What's your knock on it? Just that it's slow and the sport sucks?
My knock on it is I just don't like baseball.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either. But Carl doesn't want that kind of feedback. Yeah. He's looking for sports that you'd want to be a pro at. And if I'm looking to go pro, that's right there. Now,
I've noticed the underlying theme so far, though, is work balance and money made.
Absolutely. If you're a smart guy, then you're keeping those at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And perfect transition, because my number one is the epitome of that.
Yeah.
It's the laziest sport there is. It's the most highly paid for doing the least.
Oh, yeah.
And quite frankly, the sport is just a hobby for 90% of people who play it, and it's obviously golf.
Golf
has to be the one thing that if you could choose, you would go pro in.
It's preparing you for retirement.
It is mind-boggling that people choose to spend every day of their life solely as a hobby playing golf, and other people are so good they make millions of dollars. It's crazy.
Insane. I would agree if...
I know people who go out and play golf 2 and 3 times a week, just routinely, if not every day.
Right. Yeah. God, that would be the life, just to travel, just to play golf.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, you can go full John Daly and gain tons of weight and still crush it.
Mm-hmm. Show up drunk.
That's, now that I'm thinking about it, that's a best case scenario, actually. John Daly is maybe the number one athlete in this category of all the golfers. John Daly might be at the top here.
Just wear crazy pants.
Do whatever you want.
Pull a keg behind you, not a golf bag.
Pull a keg that holds clubs. It's brilliant. That's it. That's my fast five. I've got soccer, snowboarding, basketball, baseball, and golf.
Yeah.
So thanks for the recommendation, Carl.
Yeah, shouts
to Carl. Hope you like the list. Guys, for all of our podcast lists and for the Fast Fives also, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Give us your responses. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree.
Yeah, let us know how you feel. Hit us at arrive at five.
Yeah, arrive AT, the number five.
Yes.
That's all I think we've got.
Yeah, just again, just tell a friend about us. Like, subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We need all the help we can get, guys.
Yeah, you need to say your bit about, like, tell one friend about the pod, and then that friend will tell another friend about the pod, and then our listeners will grow. Like,
tell one friend, the friend that you told last week.
Oh, yeah, don't tell them again.
Tell a different friend, but tell the friend you told last week to tell another friend.
Yeah, not the same friend that you tell.
Don't tell the same friend. Well, if that'll get them to listen to it, then tell the same friend. We need all the listens we can get.
If they need to be told twice, they are not listening.
We're looking at you, Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle hasn't even listened to an episode.
Yeah, Kyle hasn't listened to the one he was on.
Good Lord. Shoutouts?
Let's do some shout-outs.
Here we go. Let's round it up. Shout-out to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Shouts to Schoolboy Q.
Shout-out Kenny Smith.
Shouts to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Shout-out to Jimmy Fallon.
Shouts to Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan.
Shout-out Ben Rector.
Shouts to Chicken Wings Flats Over Drums.
Absolutely. And shout-out Bill Hader, better known as Barry.
Shout out anyone who can make us an intro song.
We need a producer.
Well, God, we need one.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Adios.